A three-year-old girl is now a new living goddess in Nepal. At a recent religious ceremony, the new Kumari, or living goddess, was carried from her parents' home to an ancient palatial temple in the heart of the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu, where she'll live until she reaches puberty and loses her divine status. Matina Shakya received approval from the priests and president in a centuries-old tradition with deep ties to Nepal's monarchy, which was abolished in May. A panel of judges conducted a series of ancient ceremonies to select the goddess from several girls who were all members of the impoverished Shakya goldsmith caste. The judges read the candidate's horoscopes, checked each one for physical imperfections, and ensured the candidate was not afraid of the dark. As a final test, the living goddess spent a night alone in a room among the heads of ritually slaughtered goats and buffaloes without showing fear. The child will live in almost complete isolation at the temple and can return to her family only at the onset of menstruation when a new goddess will be named. Tradition says the Kumari may leave her new home only for festivals a few times a year.
Getting our daughter selected as the Kumari is a happy moment for us and also a proud moment as she is revered as the powerful goddess in our society. But at the same time, I feel sad that our daughter will have to live separately from us.
Matina replaces 12-year-old Preeti Shakya, who has now returned to her family home. The living goddesses are traditionally paraded during an annual festival, giving thanks for the monsoon rains, when dozens of chanting worshippers pull her enormous wooden chariot through the narrow streets of Kathmandu's old city.